Hi everyone, welcome to another edition of our weekly Divrei Torah series. I am Rabbi Ari once again, and this week I'm here to talk to you about Parashat Tzav. We here in the Parsha are all about the different rituals that Aaron and the Kohanim, all of the holy high priests, were mandated to use in the time of the Mishkan, the Holy Tabernacle, and eventually in the temple in Jerusalem. The Parsha goes on to list all of the different types of offerings that are a part of this process, and in very specific detail, all of the different elements that go into each offering, each sacrifice for each ritual. Now, it is pretty clear that we as practicing Jews no longer use any of those rituals. We don't slaughter animals for ritual sacrifice. We instead worship in synagogues and at home and all of these different places. And so I want to talk a little bit today about the idea of ritual, right? We have next week coming up one of the most important holidays on our calendar, personally one of my all-time favorites, the holiday of Passover. And I know for me, because it's one of my favorite holidays, there are a lot of really important and very meaningful rituals that I always attach to it. And I don't honestly know if I'm going to be able to do any or all of those. And if I am, with whom, right? And I can't imagine that I'm alone in this particular thought process right now, given the weird circumstances that we're all in right now. And I wanted to acknowledge that frankly, that sucks. It sucks. To be thinking about what it means to retrofit a ritual that is so important to us, that holds so much meaning to us, to me certainly, to retrofit that into something that we're not really sure how it's going to go, what it means, if indeed it will still have the same significance and the same power that it's had for us in years past, right? I'm sure many of you have seen on the news or in your Facebook feed or in conversations with friends this idea of what a Zoom Seder could look like, right? What does it mean when a ritual, instead of being in person with your friends and loved ones and family, is kind of co-opted for through technology? What does that mean for us, right? How is that still significant and important to us? And it's important to note that the use of technology in a lot of circumstances on these particular holidays, in most circumstances, would be forbidden. And by traditionally observant Jewish practice, you wouldn't be even thinking about using a computer in those circumstances because the use of technology is forbidden because of all of the different elements that are a part of understanding the concept of celebration of the holiday, right? You don't want that distraction while you're celebrating a holiday. But now, given the circumstances that we're in, this idea of ritual, it's shifting. How we do a ritual is shifting. Who we do the ritual with is shifting. You may have seen in the Jerusalem Post and other media that a number of Sephardi rabbis have actually allowed for the use of technology, the use of Zoom in particular, for Passover. And I think that is absolutely fascinating, and I think that the strength and the foresight and frankly the monumentalness of this decision, I just made that word up, but the hugeness of this decision is incredible, and there's no way to underplay this. It's huge because it means that this is a particular body of rabbinic authorities who are looking at the world where we're at now, understanding the circumstances that we're in now, and are thinking we need to make sure this ritual can still hold meaning in these circumstances. Just as thousands of years ago, the rabbis, after the destruction of the temple, saw an opportunity, saw an imperative, a mandate, to look at how we do ritual after sacrifice is no longer, and said, we need to think of something else. We need to just continue to make sure that the rituals will stay important and intentional and meaningful and useful. I hope that in whatever way you celebrate the holiday next week, you find meaning, and that it is still something that connects to you, and that it is still something that you find absolute connection to. In whatever way you celebrate it, in whatever way you own it, make it your own, make it important to you, and make it something that is still worth celebrating. And Shabbat Shalom, and hopefully I'll see you in 2 weeks.